Nolte, Biden's low-key con can't hide he's Jimmy Carter 2.0. By John Nolte on May 12, 2021. Joe Biden hopes that acting like he's competent will fool us into not seeing that his destructive incompetence has already saddled America with Jimmy Carter 2.0. All I know is this. Before his fraudulency, Joe Biden entered the Oval Office, peace was breaking out all over the Middle East, Russian adventurism in Ukraine was kept in check, the economy was prepared to boom, gas prices were reasonable, there were no inflation concerns, and we were vaccinating a million people a day and well on our way to herd immunity. Well, will you look at the world now? Knowing the country grew tired of all the drama manufactured around Trump and created by Trump, Biden has a pretty savvy con going where he keeps his style low-key, which is meant to fool the public into believing he's a competent man who has everything under control when the truth is the exact opposite. Let's take a look at these one by one, shall we? Energy prices explode. Joe Biden is winning his war against affordable energy. Energy is no longer as affordable. And once summer arrives, there's every reason to believe it will no longer be affordable. Overnight, literally overnight, America went from being an energy exporter to facing an energy shortage, thanks not only to Biden's anti-energy policies, but the incompetence of the FBI and CIA. Maybe if the deep state was less concerned with pronouns and critical race theory and more concerned with protecting our way of life, American would not be facing gas shortages and lines. For the first time since the disastrous Carter years, Americans are facing gas lines and shortages. My wife and I returned just yesterday from a month-long camping trip. As we headed east to our home in North Carolina, for the first time since I was a kid, I pulled into a gas station that was entirely empty, all 12 pumps. The next station we pulled into was all out of premium and mid-grade. Unless you've been through it, you can't imagine how unsettling it is to be 150 miles from home, pulling a camper, and worrying about not being able to buy enough gas to get home. Those kinds of worries should be reserved for third world countries, not the United States of America. Unfortunately, Jimmy Carter 2.0 doesn't just extend to domestic policy. Russian adventurism. Just as the Russians walked all over Jimmy Carter, most notably with the invasion of Afghanistan, with the feckless Biden in office, we have Putin threatening Ukraine in ways unseen since Obama was president. Middle East explodes. When Trump left office, peace was literally breaking out all over the Middle East with peace treaty after peace treaty. It was like a miracle. It was definitely something all the smart people said could never happen. But it did happen, and then along came Iran appeaser Joe. Along came anti-Israel Joe signaling that America would return to its posture of blaming Israel for any wars launched against Israel and then attack Israel for defending Israel. And so, we went from peace breaking out all over the Middle East to war breaking out all over the Middle East. Vaccine hesitancy. Donald Trump ensured we had a coronavirus vaccine in a record amount of time and had a plan in place to ensure a million people a day were vaccinated. Most importantly, his posture told the American people 1. The vaccine is safe, and 2. He was determined to get us back to normal. And then along comes Slow Joe, who gets fully vaccinated, as did Trump, but continues to act as though the vaccine doesn't work by doing things like wearing a mask while outside and around others who are vaccinated. Slow Joe also pulled a vaccine with the false claim it wasn't safe. Through his actions, Slow Joe is a rabid and dangerous anti-vaxxer. Someone screaming that 1. The vaccine does no one any good, which is why I'm wearing this stupid mask, and 2. The vaccine is unsafe. And now we live in a country where herd immunity might not happen because millions of Americans see no reason to get vaccinated. What's the point if I still have to wear a mask? Or believe it's unsafe, and no one can blame them? Inflation. Yes, inflation fears are based on something very real. Inflation is a cruel tax on the poor. This kind of inflation is unlike anything we've seen in more than a decade. Job crisis. Not only was the April jobs report a breathtaking failure, it was an avoidable failure. Biden has already spent his entire presidency threatening job creators with massive tax and regulation increases, and in doing so has created an atmosphere of uncertainty. And nothing paralyzes corporate America more than uncertainty, than not knowing what the future will look like. On top of tax threats, you also have Biden holding hands with America's fascist teachers' unions, which ensures parents who have to watch the kids can go back to work. And let's not forget that it is Biden's ideological comrades, blue state governors, who are suffering much worse job losses than red states. But instead of leading these Democrat-run states out of their anti-science lockdowns and their soft-on-crime madness and all the other things killing job creation, Biden keeps wearing his mask and coddling teachers' unions and declaring states that those that have reopened are barbaric and attacking cops and coddling the domestic terrorists in Black Lives Matter. Crime wave. Yes, the explosion in violent crime began under Trump. But with Trump we at least had a president who opposed violent crime. With his fraudulency in office, we have a president who will continue to appease and embolden the domestic terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa, continue to denigrate the police, and do all of this while trying to disarm law-abiding Americans. Already under the Biden regime, we have had an explosion of mass shootings as well as a domestic Islamic terror attack. Economy. The overall American economy was on the edge of exploding into a massive recovery until Slow Joe took office. Jobs, jobs, jobs. GDP growth. A return to normal, all at risk now. Slow Joe's constant threat of more taxes and regulations combined with his anti-vaccine stand combined with the end of affordable energy combined with his lunatic spending. We're right back in the doldrums. Border crisis invasion. Due to Slow Joe's invitation, we are currently being invaded on our southern border, which causes all kinds of havoc and uncertainty in border states. While Slow Joe and the fake media pretend this problem is currently under control, it is not. Trump pretty much had this problem solved. Things are bad and they are going to get worse, but at least the mean tweets have stopped. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.